Hello and welcome to the KW Pod with your host, Kyle Witter. Before we start, I just want to let you know this episode is brought to you by Fusion Academy. With over 60 campuses throughout the United States, Fusion Academy offers a complete one-to-one student-to-teacher ratio with a vast variety of class options for students of all academic interests. Call your local campus today to learn more about Fusion's new revolutionary way to school. Now that we've paid the bills, let's get into the show. So on my way to the studio, I was trying to figure out what day in July my grandmother's birthday was. With all the stuff going on in the world, I want to make the day special. Now, I know it's July 18th, but obviously off the top of my head, I had no clue if that was a weekend or not. Then that got me to thinking, why don't we have a better way to keep track of days with a more universal calendar? So once I got to the studio, I was checking a couple of articles once I got there, and I found a great piece by Stéphane Roget on Ranker. So in his article, Roget was talking about the International Fixed Calendar, or the Cotsworth Plan. This was developed by Moses B. Cotsworth in the early 20th century. Now, his calendar contains 13 months, each of which contain 28 days. Now, New Year's Day and Leap Day, when applicable, are not a part of any month. They're just a part of the greater year. You may be wondering how this calendar can benefit you. And it's simple. The calendar is standard and it's easy to understand. Now, a good example of that is the fact that holidays don't move around their numerical date or weekday year to year. It's also incredibly easy to figure out what day of the week any numerical date is on if you remember that every week starts on a Sunday and ends on a Saturday. I got a chance to talk to Stéphane Roget from the article I mentioned earlier. Here's a clip of his thoughts about the calendar. Do you think the International Fixed Calendar should be adopted?
Yes, 110% if we were starting from scratch. I don't know if I feel that the massive amount of trouble and restructuring would ultimately be worth it in the end. The stuff with businesses and quarterly reports, it's a very big factor. On a personal level, I think I could definitely get behind it. I don't know that I could convince the rest of the world to.
Now, it was believed that this calendar would benefit businesses, and apparently one business agreed, the Kodak Corporation. Now, they adopted the calendar, and only actually got rid of it in their company relatively recently, I believe the 1980s. Interestingly enough, an organization that actually almost adopted the International Fixed Calendar was the League of Nations. They got submitted 130 calendar proposals, and they narrowed the International Fixed Calendar down as their best one. However, it didn't pass the final vote to get approved. And once that happened, the International Fixed Calendar League died. So, the International Fixed Calendar League was founded in 1923, just after the plan was selected by the League of Nations as the best of the 130 calendar proposals. Sir Sandford Fleming, who was actually the guy who ended up getting the world to adopt standard time, became the first president of the International Fixed Calendar League. The league then opened offices in London and later in Rochester, New York. The league ceased operations shortly after the calendar plan failed to win the approval of the League of Nations in 1937. And now, here is Roget's opinion on whether or not the International Fixed Calendar League will ever come back.
The International Fixed Calendar League was an interesting kind of footnote of history we found. Do you think that'll ever come back?
I don't think they'll ever come back. We don't really have leagues much anymore, right? Although, you know how history works. If one single person with a really strong personality and a really good argument for it takes this cause up, then that's all it would take.
Thank you to Stéphane for that wonderful interview. If you want to listen to the full thing, go to internationalfixedcalendarleague.org. And for one final shout out, because I didn't want to leave the last word on the International Fixed Calendar to this podcast, I decided to buy that domain and turn it into the International Fixed Calendar League 2.0. So you can go there for anything else you might want to find about that. Thank you for listening.